Knowing and Mission. I'm inspired by Blossom's discussion with the Federation, August 16th, and wanted to look at two points they discuss. The first is their ongoing discussion of knowing, capitalize, which I recognize as presenting a common difficulty with my own discussions of, if I were to match their usage, loving, capitalized. If you're having difficulty with it, let me see if I can help with their notion. The use of capitals, in my view, denotes a higher dimensional version of what's being discussed. Knowing, in quotation marks, itself occurs over a spectrum, from knowing as much as I care to know to I've realized it, I know. When we live permanently from the next realized state of consciousness or dimension above this one we're in right now, we call it ascension. Hindus call it Sahaja Nirvikalpa Samadhi and Vijnana. Buddhists call it Buddhahood. Christians call it redemption, salvation, resurrection. See footnote 2. The Federation calls higher dimensional knowing, in capitals, knowing, to differentiate it from its ordinary lower dimensional cousin that we all know. So how would you know, capitalized, that state? What did Matthew say? By, quotation marks, living in godly ways. I think that the best single statement on the subject I've ever read. Zipping back to love, if I wanted to signal to you that I was discussing something foreign to 99% of people on this planet, I might use capitals. How do you describe something you have no words for to someone who doesn't know at all what you're talking about? The Federation wants us to dig inside to the higher dimensional place where we do know, i.e. the heart. When our zeal to know burns white hot, I expect our higher self will drop the flag. What we will then know, capitalized, will be higher dimensional. Don't expect others to know, uncapitalized, know, italicized, or know, capitalized, what you're talking about. However, you will have taken one giant step in having the discernment to separate the real from the unreal, which is the only assignment we have in life. It won't buy you a cup of coffee, but the rewards are immeasurable. What is the purpose of life? To know, capitalize, who we are, right? So the Federation is training us in the act of knowing, capitalized, in the act of realizing the truth, so that when the time comes to reunite with the One, we know, capitalized, what is real, and we know, capitalized, we are that, capitalized. I now see why Michael wanted me, a monk, to be completely human. My, that sounds funny. To eat, drink, and be merry. I can serve as an intellectual go-between or translator between dimensions, as I'm doing in this instance. Okay, I get it. It's up to realization. The second inspiring comment of the Federation's was, what would you be doing if you were not doing this? Well, I'd waste away and die. Why? Excuse me. Think of how well this has all been planned. Your part in the overall scenario just happens to be what you love to do most. The mother once said it should set your toes tapping. It's an important topic, so let me quote her at length, Divine Mother. How do I know which undertaking to apply myself to? Does it bring joy to your heart? Does it ignite that wonderful smile in your tummy? Does it make your feet tap, wanting to get going? Does it feel like love? Does it feel that you could take this project, whatever it is, and show it to me in full confidence and pride that this is something that you are offering yourself, each other, and the multiverse, the omniverse. Now, if it does not give you that feeling, then set it aside. Go on to the next idea, because the inspiration that you are being flooded with, and I mean each and every one of you, you are not in a lull. You are overwhelmed with ideas. So go to the next one and say, all right, is this the one that makes my heart sing? And it may be a multitude of steps. Do what feels like unbridled joy. That is how you create Nova Earth. That is how you say, as a human, as a creator race, this is how I work with the elementals, with the kingdoms, with the devas, with the planet, with my guides, with my star brothers and sisters, with the company of heaven. My eagerness to be writing each day sets my toes tapping, so I do know what she means. Therefore, if we throw over our missions because they're too hard, or we've hit a dry spell, etc., we're throwing over what we love to do most. I'd imagine that would be a far worse catastrophe for us than a dry spell. Where do you go when you want to throw what you love out the window? You're hurting yourself. There's no place to go after that. That's what I got from what the Federation said. I found the discussion very inspiring and refreshing.